South Korea today denied that it has any intention to make nuclear weapons. The denial came a day after the South Korean government admitted that its scientists conducted an unauthorized experiment 4 years ago to enrich a small amount of uranium. A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency has wrapped up a week-long inspection in South Korea. The team was looking into the Seoul government's claim that the uranium had been enriched in what it termed a one-time isolated scientific experiment. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul and joins us. And Rob, what is the South Korean government's explanation for this experiment?
Well, the Seoul government is saying that it was very much an isolated incident. They're saying that this was rogue scientists who were doing this experiment without the knowledge of the government. They're really trying to play it down. The US government, not surprisingly, is also trying to play it down. But some of the evidence that has emerged from diplomats who know something about what has actually gone on would suggest that lasers were actually used in this process. The process they used to enrich the uranium is one that is extremely expensive and would be very difficult to carry out without government knowledge. So I think there are a lot of suspicions, certainly among analysts here, about whether the government here would have known about it or not.
The experiment was carried out in 2000. Why are we hearing about it now?
Well, South Korea signed an agreement with the UN nuclear watchdog in February to report activity at this one particular plant. And South Korea is a democracy. There is a high level of transparency here, certainly compared with North Korea across the border. And what happened was, I think, as I understand it, the inspectors, some inspectors went to a facility in South Korea and they were barred access to that facility. And when they demanded access, and it was clear that they were going to take tests, environmental tests, to find out what was going on there, the South Korean government decided to come clean rather than be found out to be doing something there that it shouldn't have been.
And when they say a small amount of uranium, how small are we talking?
Oh, we're talking a tiny amount, a fraction of an ounce. It really is a small amount, but it's not really the amount that is crucial here. It's what was being done to it. It was being enriched to a high degree. People are saying that it was 80% enriched, which experts say the only reason that you would do that is if you were wanting to make some kind of nuclear weapon or make some steps towards a nuclear weapon. You don't need that level of enrichment for a civilian nuclear program.
Let's put this in the context of North Korea. How complicated does this make negotiations over dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons program?
Well, I think it complicates the situation greatly. It's deeply embarrassing for South Korea and for the United States that this has come out. It's been revealed that this happened because, of course, the South Korean and the U.S. line on the whole negotiation process with North Korea is that both those governments want a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. So we haven't heard yet any response from the North Koreans, but I suspect they may come out and accuse South Korea of double standards. And also the United States. Of course, the U.S. has been pushing hard in Iran as well as North Korea for them to come clean with their nuclear program. Now a U.S. ally has come out and said it's been developing enriched uranium, and there will certainly be voices crying double standards.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Seoul. Rob, thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Melissa.